Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 6, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Impact of coronary hypoperfusion during agonal phase on outcomes following donation after circulatory death heart transplantation. This study in the Journal of Heart and Lung Transplantation is evaluating the impact of coronary hypoperfusion during the agonal phase on outcomes following donation after circulatory death heart transplantation. Researchers queried the UNOS registry to analyze adult recipients of isolated DCD heart transplants between 2019 and 2023. They are stratifying recipients based on the proportion of the agonal phase with coronary hypoperfusion, defined as diastolic blood pressure below 40 mmHg, to determine its effect on transplant success and inform donor management. Article number 2. Predicting LVEF after PCI and its effect on clinical outcomes in patients with stable ischemic cardiomyopathy and LVEF is less than or equal to 50. This study in the American Journal of Cardiology aims to identify specific subgroups of stable ischemic cardiomyopathy patients who experience left ventricular ejection fraction improvement and clinical benefit from percutaneous coronary intervention. While PCI typically does not improve LVEF or heart failure outcomes for most SICM patients, this research is screening a cohort of over 1,700 patients with a baseline LVEF less than or equal to 50%. The methodology focuses on patients with significant target vessel involvement and a predominance of viable myocardium over scar to pinpoint potential responders to revascularization. Article number 3. Association of myocardial bridging and LAD length with Takotsubo syndrome, a Minocca cross-sectional study. This cross-sectional study, published in the International Journal of Cardiology, investigates the potential association of myocardial bridging and left anterior descending artery length with Takotsubo syndrome. Leveraging a well-characterized Minocca cohort, the researchers aim to assess if these specific anatomical features contribute to TTS, which is characterized by transient left ventricular dysfunction, often triggered by stress. This research seeks to clarify the underlying pathophysiology of Takotsubo syndrome. Article number 4. Effect of opt-in versus opt-out framing on trial recruitment, a study within a trial of the GamePad randomized trial. This study within a trial, published in the American Heart Journal, is investigating the effect of opt-in versus opt-out recruitment strategies on participant enrollment in randomized clinical trials. Embedded within the GAMEPAD trial for peripheral artery disease patients, this research randomized eligible individuals to receive either an opt-in invitation requiring active consent or an opt-out invitation implying automatic enrollment unless declined. The study aims to determine which outreach strategy yields a higher enrollment fraction and improves protocol completion, potentially optimizing future clinical trial efficiency. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.